internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time for the Stephen Roy Show. And yes, I am he, the host of the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is the 8th of November, the year of our Lord, 2025. And if my voice sounds funny, well, that's because I was screaming at the football game today, which I will talk about in 1 second. First, we'll do the rumble, and then I got some great music queued up for you. We will talk about that and more on the rumble, and as we play some great music for you on the Stephen Roy Podcast. So I hope you enjoy it. So let's go ahead and set up for the rumble. I will take off my headphones and can't hear anything. Okay. That's because I got the volume turned down a bit. Let's turn it all the way down. And then you'll only hear me. How's that sound? Okay, here we go. This is the Rumble for November 8th, the year of our Lord, 2025. If I sound a little hoarse today, well, it's because I was screaming at the top of my lungs at the Texas Tech versus BYU home game at Jones Stadium. Not since probably Colorado last year have I seen, well, even the Colorado game wasn't totally packed like it was for this game. The only difference is the BYU fans were much cooler than the Colorado fans. Many of the Colorado fans were playing nasty. Maybe that's the way it is in Colorado. I don't know. I am sure that Utah tends to be more conservative than Coloradistan. So the fans were cool, but we wrecked them, and that was awesome. Now, Dee and I and my brother-in-law went to ESPN Game Day Live. We got there probably, I don't know, less than 30 minutes after it started, and it was fun. We saw it. We couldn't get close to the stage to see anything live. We saw it on a big screen kind of behind the stage, so we were to the side of the stage, and we saw the big screen behind the stage, and then during pregame stuff, they showed like the kick when his name was John Matt Holf or something like that. A Texas Tech student missed the first kick for $500,000. He made the second kick, and they told him that it would be he'd get $250,000, and then he'd give $250,000 to a charity. I don't know if it's of his choice or the host's choice, but he made it. He made the second 30-yard kick, and that was fun. And then Patrick Mahomes was there. We didn't see him actually on Game Day Live, but we did see him in the stadium, and they showed him on the Raider Vision when he was going, woo, woo, you know, trying to get everybody revved up for the game, and believe me, they were. It was like that the entire game. It was so much fun. It was great. Now, we didn't have the most spectacular tickets, but they were good. We were in section 102, which is the southernmost second tier section, and we were in row 18, so we certainly were not high. And that row is wider than it's wider between rows than the other rows, so we had much more leg room. I'm 6 feet tall, but I don't have a long inseam. It's like 30 inches, 32 inches, and D, who is a couple inches shorter than me, has a longer inseam. She has very long legs. And so it was much more comfortable for her than the average seats. Now, I didn't know that the end section on both ends of the second tier of the Jones Stadium are bleachers. I did not know that. So we paid like I mean, we have stadium seats I could have brought, but I thought for sure there were seats, and they were bleachers. So I could have brought our stadium seats, but because we bought stadium seats this year to go see our grandson, who's in the band at a local high school. And so we bought stadium seats for those bleachers, and I could have brought them. Instead, we paid $15 each for three seats to have padded seats, and that was fine. I mean, they were very comfortable. And then we just left them after the game. Now, we park, I don't know, a mile or two from Jones Stadium. And you know, it's right near where D works, so that, you know, we don't have to pay for parking. We don't have to ride a bus to get to the stadium. But we end up having to walk a mile or two. And that's okay, because we need the exercise, right? But I am horsed. Now, for all the naysayers out there that said that BYU would beat Texas Tech, I'm not going to revel in it. I'm not going to be uncool. You'll find that Tech fans are some of the nicest that I've ever seen, met, sat next to. Like today, I sat next to the season ticket holders, and they couldn't have been nicer. Now, I didn't appreciate the guy went to get beer like 8 times during the game. I don't know why you would do that, sir, because you can't watch the game if you're standing in line buying beer, right? And then one of their beers must have had some beer left in it, and it spilled on the ground and got my, you know, my clear, you have to have a clear bag, right? So Dee has a little clear purse she brings. And I have a clear backpack that I carry. Well, my backpack just got saturated with beer on one of the, you know, the arm straps. So I'm going to, shoulder straps, I guess is the correct term. So I'm going to have to clean that. Well, let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Join me there at Stephen Roy Radio. And my brother texts me and he says, I see that number 9 beat number 8 handily. Actually, it was number 8 beat number 7 handily. Yes, we did. And so Tech better be rated higher than 7th after that victory, which was great. So you can join me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. And I had some questions there. Let's see. Let me go to the X, click replies. I know there was a question. Kevin asks, they are popping with pretty sparks. He's talking about my last Rumble. I said leftist heads are exploding. And they were over the ballroom, which is so stupid. Now, Obama spent $400 million on making improvements to the White House, including a basketball court so he could play with Diddy and LaFon. That's the king flopper, the guy that needs three people to help him off the court for a cramp. A cramp. Anyway, so, you know, when you say stuff about President Trump's building the ballroom, which he's building with like $200 million of his own money and contributions from others. So it's not costing the taxpayers. I realized I had a paper towel in my dirty paper towel in my pocket, so I threw it in the trash. Not to mention the fact that it's not costing taxpayers a dollar, and yet they're complaining about it. I mean, do you have nothing better to do? And so Kevin said that leftist heads are popping pretty sparks, but honestly speaking, the fake news, false information, and lies are much out there. How do we curb this? Good question, Kevin. I'll tell you how. The way that you avoid TDS, right? I mean, we see a lot of these lefties with stage 4, sometimes stage 5 TDS. At stage 5, TDS is fatal. So how do you avoid TDS? You do not expose yourself to leftist television or radio. Well, there isn't much leftist radio. I was even listening to NPR recently, and there was really no politics. I mean, I didn't listen long because I applied for a couple jobs that were NPR affiliates, and didn't hear anything back yet. But I really didn't hear any politics on NPR, so it's hard for me to say leftist NPR. When I didn't hear any real politics, they were just like, I don't know what you want to call them, lifestyle stories, talking about individuals who accomplished amazing things, and they were good. So I'm not saying I support NPR, but I would have to listen more. Maybe they have moderated their politics more because of their loss of funding, because President Trump's administration has defunded the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and NPR. And why shouldn't they? It doesn't matter that they're a nonprofit. They should not get my money. My money should not go to any radio station unless I want it to, unless I want to make a donation to a radio station. So nonprofit stations typically make money by underwriters from companies or individuals donating money to these organizations, and I think that's great. I worked for a nonprofit radio station before I came to work for the company I work for now, and that was a Christian broadcaster, Great Plains Christian Radio, and they depended totally on donations. And I get that. You know, that's how they survive, is donations. And there's nothing wrong with asking for donations, just like PBS and NPR has fundraising. My only problem with PBS is that if they show leftist programming, heck, you can get that on cable channels. I like to watch the Weather Channel because it's weather, and yet they go climate crazy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We had like the coolest summer on record. Here in Texas, it was like the coolest summer in 10 years in Texas. What do you think that is? Global cooling? No, it is not. This winter, we will probably have a warmer than usual winter. The northern, probably two-thirds of the United States, will have a colder than normal winter. You know why? El Nino. El Nino and La Nina have been weather patterns that have existed for probably a billion years. That has nothing to do with global warming or global cooling. Sorry, it just doesn't. So you want me to believe it's global warming when a hailstorm came through my subdivision? It destroyed our roof. Not destroyed it, but it damaged it. We had to have our roof replaced. My neighbors on both sides had to have their roofs replaced. My neighbor two doors down across the street and around the corner all had to have their roofs replaced. You want me to believe that's global warming? No, that is normal for West Texas. We get hail here. I told you my voice is shot. I've drank this sparkling water since I've been home. And that's because I'm probably dehydrated. Because I purposely drank very little. A little bit before the start of the game with some Cracker Jacks. And I purposely didn't drink any the whole game because I'm so afraid I'm gonna miss some of the game to use the restroom. So, anywho, this is a great meme that my brother sent me. NFL style trade proposal: we trade Rand Paul for John Fetterman. When John Fetterman is more conservative than Rand Paul, John, you really need to at least go independent. You don't have to go to the Republicrats, but you can at least go independent to avoid these leftist Dems, because that's what they are. All right. Did you know that during the bribe invasion bloodbath, 300,000 uniformed members of the Chinese Liberation Army, I love how they call that. You're not gonna be liberated if you join the Chinese Army. 300,000 uniformed members of the Chinese Army were infiltrated into the United States under the bribe invasion bloodbath open border policy. And they are working with others like special units from Iranistan, that's right, and various cartels who also infiltrated under the bribe invasion bloodbath's open border policy. This is Laura Logan posted this. She's a very reputable journalist. It's not from Joe Schmo. IRNs, okay, yes. We talked about Iranistan and cartels coming through the non-border. Michigan's National Guard chief says China nationals are engaged in constant probing of U.S. military bases, including at Camp Grayling, where five were caught near classified equipment. China. Intelligent gathering is not isolated, but instead it's routine and strategic. We must be vigilant in protecting our country. That's right. That's exactly right. Absolutely. And Zeke says, arm yourselves, Americans, for self-protection while you still can. There will be no one to help you but you. And Zeke, you are correct, sir. You're talking about a Red Dawn scenario. And if someone did that in West Texas, good luck to you. You will meet your God, and you will have a dirt nap. Because virtually every single person in West Texas is armed, ourselves included. So if you come here, I only have one message for you. Come and take it. Come and take it. And we'll see how that works out for you. Jack says there's speculation that Scary Face Pelosi may be the next person indicted. President Trump just posted, Scary Face allegedly made a fortune in the stock market. It's not allegedly. She did. And that is from insider trading. Insider trading. She had inside information that allowed Scary Face and Paulina to profit big time. How do you think making $100,000, $150,000 a year, you're now worth over $250 million? Over $250 million. That's Scary Face Pelosi and Paulina. That's how much money they have. They bought a vineyard in Napa Valley. They have a mansion in San Francisco. In fact, you remember that whole break-in scenario? Ironically, when someone breaks into your house by busting out windows, where do you think the glass goes? Inside. Where do you think police found the glass at Scary Face and Paulina's house? On the outside. On the outside. The man that Paulina was caught with, and that's why they created this whole, you know, this whole false flag scenario. You know, I got a newsflash for you. If someone broke into your house and was threatening to kill you, and you called the police, they would be everywhere, especially if they knew you were high profile. Guess what? There were no police. There were no police. This was orchestrated. I promise you, it was. This guy was a male prostitute, and let me tell you why he was there. Paulina is known in San Francisco. I'm not judging, I'm just telling you the facts. Because let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Paulina was known in San Francisco for going to gay clubs, picking up dudes, and then bringing them back to his house in the middle of the night. Very well known for it. I'm not judging that he's gay or bi or whatever he is. I'm not judging you for that, Paulina. But that's the fact. You're known in the gay community for bringing dudes home, okay? And that's why this happened. That's why the dude was there. President Trump tweeted this. Scary Face, he didn't say Scary Face, that's what I call her. Scary Face, the old and broken political hack who impeached me twice and lost, is finally calling it quits. She illegally made a fortune in the stock market, ripped off the American public, and was a disaster for America. I'm glad to see the stench of Scary Face gone. He must be referring to the vodka smell, you know? Because even if you drink vodka, which has no odor, you get vinegar breath, right? Especially the day after. Oh, I've smelled it. I worked with a guy, bless his heart, that was an alcoholic. It was such a problem that his wife left him and took his children and left him. Poor guy. But the guy would come to work and his breath would reek of vinegar. Reek. What is vinegar? Well, that's the after effects of the alcohol that you drank the night before. The guy had such a problem, his wife left him, and he lived in a yurt, like in a rural area, probably between Grass Valley and Nevada City. Not Nevada City, between Grass Valley and Auburn is probably where he lived, in a rural area. So he always said, well, you know, I gotta get home before dark because I won't be able to see my way to my yurt. That's what the flashlight on the phone is for there, dude. Look, I'm not judging him, you know? I'm certainly not perfect. And that's why I said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. He might be perfectly fine now. I really don't know. Great meme my brother posted. It says, If your balls were as big as mine, you'd need a larger ballroom too. He said, if your balls were as big as mine, you'd need more ballroom too. That's why President Trump is building a bigger ballroom, because of all of his massive balls. You know, when you have 200 people for a ball, you need a big ballroom. Oh, that is funny, but I'm not going to mention that. I'm not going to talk about that. That's kind of sad. We are 280 days into the calendar year, more now, because this was posted on 10/26, and it's now 11/8. We are 280 days into the calendar year, and there have been 1,500 shootings in Chicago to date. If we do the math, that means scenarios like this play out 5.35 times a day. Let that soak in. Over 5 people a day are murdered in Chirac. And let's go, Brandon, the mayor LGB of Chirac says we don't need federal troops. Governor Pillsbury Doughboy, I'm going to sue because I don't want troops in Illinois. Yeah, you got a problem there, Doughboy. You need them there. You got a problem there, Mayor LGB. I know you don't give a rat's A about American citizens, but you need your city cleaned up because it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And I have no desire to go there. None. I've seen broadcasting jobs there. I'm not going. I'm not going to Chirac. Just not going to do it. Or Illinois, or New York, or any place that has a terrible... Even California, or as I call it, Nasty Fornia. I have no desire to go to... I applied for a job in Los Angeles. I'm not going to Nasty Fornia unless I make really good money. I'm talking $500,000 a year, $1 million a year. It's going to have to be like a... It would have to be like $1 million a year to go to New York. And that's probably barely enough to have a good life, right? But in L.A., I'd have to have at least $500,000 a year. And a long-term contract, or I'm not going there. Not gonna do it. All right, let's scroll back down. There's Lara, there's President Trump, there's Chirac. This was a great video. Let's check this out. Oh, there goes the windmill. Now, this was a windmill that was decommissioned, but my comment was, you know, I laugh my A off when there's no wind. I'll be driving here in West Texas and there's no wind. Now, the wind was blowing a little bit today. It usually does. But some days there's no wind. And guess what? When there's no wind, there's no wind generation. When those wind turbines are not spinning, there is no power. It is not a reliable form of power. The cleanest power you can have is natural gas. It's the cleanest man-made, well, it's not man-made, it's natural. It's the reason they call it natural gas. It's just methane. Or for my friends in Ukraine or Australia, in Australia-stan, it's methane, right? You call it methane, just like you call aluminum aluminium. I don't know where you get that from. There's not extra vowels in there for you to be calling it that, but okay. So that methane comes right out of the ground. I can take you places in the ocean where from the ocean floor, gas just percolates out through the ocean floor. I can also show you places where oil, that's right, that nasty oil comes up out of the ground. Let me tell you, if you have a cell phone like this, this is an iPhone. If you have an iPhone like this, it's made of plastic. This iPad that I'm recording this show on, this ring light, that's made of plastic. Guess where plastic comes from? Comes from oil. This shirt is probably a mixture of cotton and polyester. If you have any synthetic fibers at all in your wardrobe, you're a hypocrite, because they're made from oil. All plastics made from oil, all synthetic fibers made from oil. Tell me how you're going to avoid plastic, okay? Because are you going to live in a straw house? Is your house going to be made of straw? Because most houses are framed with wood. They cut down trees for you to get wood, right? This wood behind me. That comes from trees. And they cut them down. See this wooden sign? That's from wood that was cut down. See this counter? Wood. It's made from wood. Comes from trees. So that's a renewable resource, right? That's what it is. We live in the Permian Basin, the largest oil field in the lower 48. I don't know of Alaska. I know the area of Alaska is larger than Texas, but here in the Permian Basin, in West Texas and eastern New Mexico, largest oil field in the lower 48. There is nothing wrong with oil. Now, do I believe we should trash the planet? No, I do not. No, I do not. We should recycle, right? It's just like, you know, you should have seen the mound of trash that came out of Jones Stadium today. How about a bioreactor? You know what that is? That's when you burn trash. Now, you can separate out all the aluminum from the million beers that were drank today. I bet you there was a million. You can separate all that aluminum back and be recycled. And I have no problem with that. Because, look, there's probably not an infinite amount of copper and aluminum and precious metals that come from China that are in your electric car. Where do you think these materials all come from? Do you think we just poop them out? They just, you know, created out of thin air? What do you think your EV runs on? Do you think it runs on fairy dust? Do you think it runs on unicorn glitter? Or how about effing magic? Is that what runs your EV? No. Runs on electricity. And as Elon Musk said, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, if you want all electric cars, well, then you need to increase your power generation tenfold. Have we done that in the United States? No, we have not. The plant that we get our power from is probably near Abernathy. And that natural gas plant was built, I don't know, sometime before I got here. I'm going to guess 20 years ago. So, clean burning natural gas. Yes, it is. So, Dean was talking about all the BS that's coming from Governor Eyebrows in New Yorkistan. And I said, and Elise Stefanik is running against her and will be here if there is not fraud. If there is not a fraud election. I said, hey, how about you ask Governor Eyebrows about the 200,000, it was like something like 250,000 pre-printed mail-in ballots that she sent out. I ask you not. Over 200,000 pre-printed mail-in ballots were sent out by Governor Eyebrows in New Yorkistan so that she could be elected. And guess what? Those ballots were pre-printed, checked on Governor. So imagine that. Now, if someone sent me a ballot, and I vote in person here in West Texas, you always in early voting, so you don't have to vote. You don't have to stand in lines on election day. You can go to the early voting and vote. Well, if you sent me a mail-in ballot and you were already checked for governor, I'm sorry, I'm not sending that in. We had many reports in Nastifornia that people went to vote, and on Proposition 50, it did not say yes and no. It only said yes. And I saw the video from a woman whose mother voted in Nastifornia, and she goes, I'm not voting for that. How come it doesn't have a choice of yes or no? They had to go out, restart her ballot, so it had yes and no for Proposition 50. So why do you think that is? They saw she was elderly, and they hit a button to give her a computer ballot that had no choice in Proposition 50. Gee, I wonder why it passed to redistrict all of California to make sure they never have any Republicans in Congress. It's disgusting. Now that's all going to change. If the Supreme Court rules that you cannot redistrict, that's called gerrymandering. You cannot gerrymander your districts based on race. Do you really think that Nastifornia is going to go by that? You think French Laundry, Gabby is going to go, oh, yeah, you know, you're so right. We can't district so there's majority Democrat areas. No, We're not going to do that. French Laundry Gabby has destroyed the state of my wonderful childhood. I had a wonderful childhood in Southern California, and he has destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. You ever bought a pie from the big box store that rhymes with Bosco? I have. My favorite is pecan pie. That's my favorite pie. And they have a great pecan pie at the big box store that rhymes with Bosco. So this gentleman posted this picture of his pumpkin pie, Victor. Victor said, every year I head to the big box store that rhymes with Bosco and buy a $5, 4-pound pumpkin pie with the goal of eating it, the entire pie, by myself over the next week. Before it goes bad. I start in the middle and I keep working my way outside, and he fills the hole with whipped cream as he goes so he can eat a little bit of pie, little bit of whipped cream. I like that. I think that's great. I've never been able to eat the whole pie. This is my progress as of day 4. I feel like this year could be my year. He said, I can't give you a banana for scale of the size of the pie because I'm too full of pie. I think that's great. That's just awesome. Am I still on? No, I'm on notifications. Stay on reply, Steven, as my Asian friends would say, T-Ben, every time we go, like, you know, to a cruise or to a hotel. And you know, they take your name for your coffee, and then they announce, T-Ben, because they can't say Steven, which I think is hilarious. All right, well, that's going to do it for me on today's Rumble. Hope you enjoyed it. We will see you next week. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening, and have a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. We will turn all the lights off in the studio and play some good music for you. We got to start with this one because Texas Tech did it. They won. So guess what's going to be ringing at Texas Tech? That's right. The victory bell.
as we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends, long live the Matador.
XB sucks!
That's gonna do it for me today. Hey, you have a great day, a great week, a great night. Yes, now you have to.
Right.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen to every word I say, every word I say. Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, we're gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
You let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're moving,
we're moving.
Oh my God, RFD!
We'll be right back. I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way you live a lie, live a lie, live a lie. And you take your time and you do your crime. Well, you made your bed, I made mine. Because when I arrive, I bring the fire, make you come alive. I can take you higher. What this is for God, I must now remind you. Let it rock, let it rock, let it rock. Now the sun's disgraced. He who knew his father when he cursed his name turned and chased the dollar, but it broke his heart. So he stuck his middle finger to the world, to the world, to the world. And you take your time and you stand in line where you'll get what's yours. I got mine. Because when I arrive, I bring the fire, make you come alive. I can take you higher. What this is for God, I must now remind you. Let it rock, let it rock, let it rock. Yeah, Wayne's World, Planet Rock. Drive and a tap. If she gon' rock to the camera stop, I sing about angels like Angel Eye. Rock and pay my life. Rock and Sam die. Rock and Emma die and Tamara. Wow. In here like, what's up, we can hit me, I can fix you up, I can fuck you up, I can fuck you down, shout it, we can go wherever, just pick a town, and my jewelry is louder than the engine sound, big egg rocks like on the ground, dirty like socks that's on the ground, we say, because when I arrive, I'll bring the fire, make you come alive, I can take you higher, what this is.
Something. Rolling rock, rubbing rap, running miles like it's trying to get a flat stomach. Like Wayne, a personal trainer. My aim is perfect, yeah, period. Like the reminder.
I wish I could be as cruel as you. And I wish I could say the things you do.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
I'm on. This concludes our broadcast day. Click.